Good morning, and welcome to the Melbourne ID Special Edition podcast for World Industrial Design Day.
That's right, it's finally here, World Industrial Design Day, Sunday, the 29th of June 2008, is the inaugural World Industrial Design Day by the International, Society Committee,
International, doesn't matter what it is.
ICC.
We'll put the link up. But we're very excited to be up early this morning on this glorious World Industrial Design Day over a coffee discussing industrial design.
There's so many things to talk about in industrial design. We thought we'd sort of have a chat about what's actually happening in the world of industrial design in Melbourne, sort of in Victoria and Australia, and just have a chat about it.
And World Industrial Design Day is pretty special because it is the first.
Yeah, the very first. They say it's the new global initiative to provide professional industrial designers and design enthusiasts with an opportunity to promote a global understanding of design and everything that design encompasses, which is sort of what we're doing with Melbourne ID, I suppose, as well. Already, we're trying to promote industrial design and bring a bit of a community together and get it out there.
For sure. There's a series of events going on around the globe to commemorate this this inaugural World Industrial Design Day. From Canada to Chile, Finland, Germany, Hungary, India, Japan, the Philippines, Taiwan, Thailand, Turkey, the UK, and Australia's not there.
Well,
so we're hoping to rectify that one for next year. That's right.
But, maybe next year it'll be an event or something. We'll see what happens. But it's definitely exciting that we're sort of celebrating industrial design and giving it its own day, so to speak.
It's good. You know, it's a step in the right direction.
Yeah, I'm sort of disappointed that there's not more happening in Australia on World Industrial Design Day because industrial design really does need a bit of a kick up the bum and promotion in Australia because it's relatively unknown to a point.
It is. It
depends on what circles you travel in, I suppose.
But people, especially with these, next month we've got a few design festivals coming up. The role that industrial design has to play in these festivals isn't explicit, or it's not really mentioned. You've sort of got to search.
It's a funny thing. I mean, we've got sort of these design organisations like the DIA, which grew out of an industrial design society. They had the Industrial Design Society of Australia, which became the DIA when it morphed with a bunch of other stuff, but it's sort of been put on the back burner a bit. You know, the craft side and the fashion side have really taken over.
It has been, and there's that with Melbourne. We've got this big thing about fashion, we've got this big thing about architecture.
We do have the Design Festival, which is sort of coming up, but it's partly, I think, because of design is so many different things to so many different people. It's not like architecture.
It's a building.
It's a lot of other things apart from just industrial design, but
it's exciting anyway.
Yeah.
So in terms of festivals in Melbourne, to get your design mind, nice and lubricated and oiled up for the coming half of the year. We have the State of Design Festival, which is kicking off on the 10th of next month, 10th of July, and running to the 31st. And it's chockers. There is so much stuff happening.
Yeah, you could probably give up your job and just spend the entire time going from one thing to the next thing to the other at this festival. There's so many things going on.
I'm sure, because concurrently with that festival, there's a Melbourne International Design Festival running from the 17th to the 27th of July. Just to confuse you a bit more, we've got two major festivals happening in Melbourne, which both have different components and different things happening. So some of the highlights from the State of Design Festival, which is the Victorian one run by our government, as far as I'm aware. It's promoted by the government.
DIA and the government, yes.
Yeah. We have the Premier's Design Awards, and they're going to be showcased at the museum from the 16th of July to the 3rd of August.
Yep.
We have the Design Capital, which is a design and business conference.
Yep, that looks to be exciting. They're bringing out Theo Williams, who's the head of design at London's Habitat, for the keynote speaker.
Theo's pretty
switched on, man.
He's talking
about first impressions and strategies for strength and product clarity in a competitive world. So there's a whole lot of stuff going on with that, which is bound to be a big event, and as will all of it. And then you've got
we'll be running a debrief of his of his presentation.
Or what's going on, yeah.
Yeah.
We've got the festival's cultural program sort of running in there.
Designed for every day, and that's being curated by Fleur Watson. And there is so many things happening here, and we've got from food to architecture to drinking to more drinking. What is with Melbourne and drinking? To trash to recycled clothing, airport design.
There's a lot going on. It's just mad. It's amazing.
And in terms of industrial design, if you're hardcore, there's the Bombay Sapphire Design Discovery Award, which is a student award.
Oh, it's the exhibition.
And yeah, that's the exhibition of that, which would be fantastic to get to. And we also have Vivid, which is Vibrant Visions in Design. And this is for emerging young designers, and it's basically a furniture exhibition. And that's going to be held at Furnitex, which is a big furniture trade show coming up from the 17th and 20th. It's a three-day event. And registration for that is free, so get down to the Furnitex website and log yourself on.
Yeah, that's down at the Melbourne Exhibition Centre. That is always, Furnitex is always an interesting thing to go and have a squiz at, see what's going on
in the furniture world. And if you're interested in furniture, it's a must.
Yes, definitely. What else? Apart from just the two festivals, we've also got another festival. Melbourne, of course, is well known for all its different festivals, but we've got later on in the month, we've got the Melbourne Design... The Melbourne Fringe Festival in September. And before that, in August, we've got the Siebel Design Exhibition, which is up on Rathdown Street in Carlton at the Siebel Showrooms, which is for students.
Now, this Siebel Design thing, it's a competition.
Yep.
And you have almost 1 month to put together an entry for this Siebel competition.
Yep.
The entries close on the 22nd of July.
The shortlisted ones will be shown at the showrooms Siebel up in Rathdown Street on the 8th of August. But the key thing is if you're a student, you can win $1,000 by entering.
And $1,000 would not go astray. Their Siebel tagline is form, function and balance.
And
they're after a green furniture design.
Yeah, so
it can be red, but it has to be green in terms of environmental impact.
So if you're in, it's not just all students, it's undergraduate design degree students, in fact. And you can submit one furniture design that is environmentally sustainable and encourages recycling.
One or two A3 presentation boards. So that's something to think about. If you don't have much to do on your World Industrial Design Day, or
sit down, or during the week
following, get the pencils out and
design yourself a concept for a green piece of furniture, or even if you've already designed one, you know, whack that in there or redo it or whatever.
Yeah, $1,000 supporting the Melbourne Furniture Company, you can't go wrong. That's brilliant. Anyway, we'll put the competition details up on the Melbourne ID site.
Yeah, there are actually some of the stuff we've already talked about. There's a lot of it's already in the calendar. We'll whack up what's not there, so you can definitely have a look. But check out the calendar, because a lot of it's sort of already there. And
that's pretty much all we've got. So, in essence, World Industrial Design Day, it's about designing, so have a design.
Yeah, have a beer, sit down with a beer with some mates, design something, come up with a concept, whatever it is.
And get it out there,
yeah,
because that's what we're about,
yeah,
getting it out there. And definitely fill your diary with all these design festival things and come and have a look. We'll see you around the traps.
Yeah, we'll be trying to get some more bits and pieces up on the Melbourne ID site, some photographs from some of the events, some sort of wrap-ups of what's gone on at the events, etc. And we'll catch you around. That's all for World Industrial Design Day.
Take it easy.